Multisystem inflammatory syndrome is a condition that affects children under the age of 18 who have contracted COVID-19. Dr. Grant said the condition has been found in a number of countries in the region, noting that in some cases, children have died.
Children can also come down with COVID. Children are much more prone to a particular type of condition as a result of COVID called multisystem inflammatory syndrome, otherwise known as MIS. This tends to affect individuals under 18, and this is not uncommon to the Caribbean because the number of kids or children in Barbados, in Trinidad, in Grenada, in Guyana, in Jamaica, who have suffered with this condition, where the COVID has affected a number of different organ systems. And some children have actually died from COVID in all the countries that I have mentioned just now. Children who are asthmatic, those who may suffer with kidney problems like nephrotic syndrome, acute glomerular nephritis, children who are born with heart defects, children who may suffer with severe genetic disorders, for example, Down syndrome, they are much more prone to a severe form of COVID. Children who may be immune compromised, children who may be sufferers of cancer, who may be on certain medications for their cancers, children who are overweight, children who suffer with sickle cell disease.
Local medical practitioner, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, the Trinidad-based Caribbean Public Health Agency, CAFA, says it stands ready to support the approval for recommendation of treatments against the coronavirus, including the use of the drug molnupiravir. But CAFA's executive director, Dr. Joy St. John, says much recommendations will be based on approval it receives from the World Health Organization. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 56,546. Internationally, Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has urged richer countries to share their vaccines with poorer ones. Mr. Widodo said it shouldn't be just a few countries that get all the vaccines and some other countries only get a little. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.